Much of the emotion we bring to Christmas, most of the good Christmas memories we carry about in our hearts have to do with our experience of being loved. All the lights, all the flowers and candles, the Christmas trees, the caroling, the visiting, the gift-giving are really something of an excuse for families and friends to celebrate their love for one another. Look around this great cathedral. Pause for a moment and look at the people sitting with you that you love. Moms and dads, children and grandparents, families and friends. There are a lot of folks here who really love one another. And this love isn't just a theory, some speculative notion of love, some disembodied philosophical idea of love. Family love is love incarnate, love in flesh and blood, real love lived out in real ways. Our families are the place where most of us first learn how to love. As newborn babies, we were enveloped in love. We were cared for, worried over, held and cherished, coddled and cuddled, fed and clothed, sung to and talked to. As we grew older, we learned to love our parents, our grandparents, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, cousins and family friends, and later, how to love our neighbor. So for most of us, it was in our families that we first developed that unique human capacity to love. Remember, as human beings, we are created in the very image and likeness of God. So we too can love the way God loves. And by learning to love one another, we are able to reflect the divine reality of the God who is love. Perhaps it was because that gift of family love is so vital to our humanity that when in the fullness of time God chose to fully reveal himself, he spoke to us in a language that we could all understand. When the Word became flesh, a son was born for us, a child was given to us. The omnipotent and eternal God was born as a babe in Bethlehem, in all the weakness and fragility of our human nature. Mary was his mother. Saint Joseph protected him and cared for all his needs. God came to us in a way we could understand, revealed in the love of the Holy Family. He became little so we could become great. He became mortal so we could become immortal. Losing none of his divinity, he became human, like us in all things but sin, so that we could share in the glory of his Godhead and be set free from sin and death. Mary and Joseph, the attending shepherds of Judah, and the exalting angels of heaven all rejoiced and gave thanks for the birth of this new life, for the birth of Emmanuel. The birth of God with us is the mystery that we celebrate. No wonder the prophet Isaiah calls him Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. No wonder St. Paul proclaims, "The appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who brings peace and salvation to the whole world." Because all the love we will ever know, the love of family and friends, the love of spouses and children, even the love we show to strangers, has its source and its eternal significance fully revealed in the birth of the Christ child. But just as little children need to learn how to love by growing up in the security of a loving family, so too do we Christian believers over and over again need to learn the lessons of love in the family of the church. It isn't enough just to be called Catholic in name. It isn't enough just to call ourselves Christians. In Christ, who was born for us, we need to be born again, to be converted over and over again, to be changed, to be transformed in the experience, the personal experience of God's great love. Then in our own lives, we need to incarnate, to live out God's wondrous love in our own times and seasons. The joyous splendor of Christmas reminds us that we really have no more excuses. God will forgive our sins. God will satisfy our deepest dreams and desires. God will pour out His Holy Spirit into our lives. From the crib to the cross, from the tomb to triumph, our good God, by the sheer extravagance of His boundless love and mercy, teaches us, His children, "I will walk with you. I will be with you. I will love you this Christmas and every day and even forever." Now, I believe in every Catholic church throughout the world, the Christmas creche is reverenced during this holy season to remind us of God's sheer goodness. The Shepherd of Israel, the Desire of the Nations, the Lord of heaven and earth, was so gracious and self-giving that for our sake, He was born in the poverty of a stable. With amazing grace and tender mercy, God seeks to win our hearts. What a battle to lose. What a contest to let God win. This is the real message of Christmas, not tinsel and materialism, not exhausting consumerism, not false expectations about happiness and satisfaction. As the years go by, and even in the face of loss and sorrow, it is the experience of God that gives meaning to our existence, comfort to our souls, and a special joy to our lives, especially on Christmas night. Share this true message, Christmas after Christmas, year after year, with your children and your children's children. Share the good news with neighbors and friends, even with strangers, even with enemies. And God's self-giving was not exhausted with the gift of His birth. The Lord lived His life on earth for us. He taught us the truth. He worked miracles. He died on the cross. He rose from the grave, all for the sake of our salvation. And in the Eucharist that we share together, all that endless love is renewed in our very midst. Once again, the Lord pours Himself out. He condescends to enter our lives under the humble appearances of bread and wine. Let us welcome him with at least something of Mary's love, that love beyond all telling. For on Christmas night, Mary first held him close, embraced his love, and surrendered her heart to his heart. And in our Holy Communion, we also may surrender our hearts to Jesus and hold him close and promise him our lifelong love. For at Christmas Mass and at every Mass, exulting angel choirs still sing, and Mary and Joseph and all the blessed saints still rejoice as heaven still comes down to earth. Here we begin to share that surpassing love that will never, ever end.